From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. In Paris, President Trump is a guest of honor at France's Bastille Day celebrations. Earlier, after speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Trump made no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
The two leaders found common ground in areas such as Syria and counterterrorism. A U.S. judge has called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump had sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the United States. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell. Heather Newart is the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe and their rights and their human rights and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing Doha of funding terrorism. Doha denies the allegations. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State, Brett Meckert, detailed the progress of the coalition's work in Iraq and Syria to reporters. He said the battle against IS is not over, but by defeating them in the Iraqi city of Mosul, the coalition has been successful. Reporters asked him about the battle against IS in Syria.
Syria is far more complicated than Iraq. It's far more complex. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we do not have a government to work with. That's not going to change anytime soon. What we are trying to do is make sure that in areas in which we are operating, in which forces we are working with, we have deconfliction arrangements in place so that the territory, there's a clear delineation of territory so we don't have incidents like happened a few weeks ago where we shot down a Syrian plane. So we are working very hard with the Russians on those types of arrangements, and we're actually fairly encouraged by what's happening there.
Mecker briefed reporters following the final of 3 days of coalition meetings in Washington. This week's meetings were the first of the full coalition since December 2014. Australia proposed new laws to compel companies such as U.S. social media giant Facebook and device manufacturer Apple to provide security agencies access to encrypted messages. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We need to ensure that the internet is not used as a dark place for bad people to hide their criminal activities from the law.
The existing law was written before the advent of social media, before the growth in very recent years of encryption of communications to a point at which it is now effectively ubiquitous. So in order to address the new technological developments, we are contemporizing existing, well-established legal principles.
The measures will be the first in an expected wave of global legislation as pressure mounts on technology companies to provide such access after several terror suspects use encrypted applications ahead of attacks. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been treated at a hospital in Canada after becoming dehydrated while helping to build houses for Habitat for Humanity, a charity he has championed for more than 30 years. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.